And welcome back to the K&M Queens. I'm Kristen.
I'm Madison.
I'm a cookie monster.
And that is Maggie. And yes, this is our intro. Let's get into this week's podcast.
Let's do it.
Over there, cookie monster.
I'm cookie monster.
Hey, welcome back.
Hi.
You can smoke that.
Are you okay over here?
I went to go grab my vape before Kristen did start recording.
Too late. And
yeah, so now you guys get to hear me hit my vape, so sorry.
Oh my god.
One of these days we'll make a YouTube video so you can see this craziness of ours.
How was everyone's weekend?
What did we do? So, oh yeah, you guys came over Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
It's been a long
for the fire, but we never actually stood out there because it was too cold.
I went out for the fire.
I did for like 5 minutes and I was like, break this, I'm going back inside.
My hand got cold because I was holding a bottle of wine.
My upper body was nice and warm, but my lower body was like, get me inside. But yeah. Matt and I started watching The Ranch on Netflix and we...
Oh, is that good?
My goodness, we've been binged watched. We started on Saturday and we're already on like part five or four or five.
Nice.
We have binged the hell out of it. And it's super good. It reminds us of like where him and I met, like in the small town and stuff. And it just brings back like those memories. Nice. And it's just like,
But I've always wanted to watch it, but I just never like started it.
Same. Like my dad told me about it like a couple of like, I think like a year or two ago, I was like, hey, you should watch this show. And I was like, okay. Never got around to it. And then we started watching it. And I was like, oh shit, this is like funny as fuck. Like this shit can actually make me laugh, which is hard to do with like a TV or like.
Well, it has Ashton Kutcher in it. So yeah, he's pretty funny.
It actually has like almost the entire cast of That 70s Show in it.
Seriously?
There's like Fez.
Oh, that's funny.
And then. Is it Hyde? Yeah, Hyde. Hyde is one of the main characters. Obviously, Ashton Kutcher's in it. They bring back Kitty.
That's fun.
The dad. What's the dad's name?
Red.
They bring back Red. Like, the only people we haven't seen yet are the girls. And I'm like, oh, bring back the girls. I want to see Donna. Like,
they should do like a reunion show for That 70s Show. Like, when they all come back.
That would be good.
That'd be funny. That'd be awesome to see. Which I need to finish watching all That 70s Show.
So do I. I always start it, watch it for like a couple seasons, and then I go to a different show.
Oh, see, it's like one of, you know how like Chantel does Friends?
Like yeah, she yeah.
That's That 70s Show for Noah and I. We've seen all of them.
I have seen them like bits and pieces, but I've never like watched it in like order.
No, no, we've watched all of them in order.
That's how we are with The Office.
I can't watch it.
We haven't watched The Office in so long.
I don't know if I can watch that.
It's a really funny show if you get dry humor.
I do. It's just like hard. Like the, I guess it might be the way they film it. It's just weird to me.
I'm just not a Steve Carell fan.
I'm not a big Steve Carell fan until I watched The Office. And then I was like, all right, like you're dumb, but it's funny dumb.
See, I don't do funny dumb. I don't do dumb, like, I don't do, because I just straight up, and I'm like.
Yeah, my dad's the same way, but my dad actually loved The Office, which is funny to me, because I don't see my dad watching it, but after Steve Carell left, he was like, yeah, I couldn't watch it anymore, it wasn't funny, and I was like, yeah, I agree, like, after Steve Carell, like, leaves, I'm like, there's no point in watching, like. Are you still trying to find that quote?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kristen.
Yeah, leave me alone.
But I found a new podcast that I've been listening to.
Which one?
It's Ladies and Tangents.
Yes.
Oh. I found them on TikTok last night while Matt was playing video games. And I was like, oh, they have a YouTube channel. So I went over there, fell asleep listening to them talk. So it's a really good podcast. I was just super tired. And then today I've been listening to them all day. Yeah.
Nice. After we left, what did we do? What? Oh, we went to Fort Wilderness and walked around for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cute.
It was nice. We found a nice little, like, area where no one was. You have to go down, like, this little path, and then you're, like, right by the water and you're like along cliffs.
It's very nice.
Nice.
Very quiet.
Windy as all hell though.
I feel like it's always
windy. Oh yeah, because right on the ocean. So
well no, like in this little crevice. Like it was like a wind tunnel in this little crevice that we were in.
Oh. Okay.
It wasn't super windy. Like when we were up, like actually walking around.
I can't. Yeah, wind. I like super sensitive ears. So wind, like, yeah. I had to put like either my AirPods in or I had to get earplugs and put them in because otherwise my ears will be burning all day into the next day.
Yeah. And then Sunday we just kind of cleaned and organized the apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kristen?
I did nothing Saturday. I tried to work on my puzzle.
How'd that go?
I still got nowhere. I worked a little bit on Sunday, too. We pretty much watched How to Get Away with Murder on Sunday.
Nice.
I love that show. We're almost done. Season 6. Nice. So good. If you can get past all the other stuff.
I was going to say, don't give it away. I'm watching it.
I will. It is so good. It's just like, are you kidding me?
Although the first episode had me super confused. I was like, what is going on here? Like,
oh, when it keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what?
My mom said this.
And I was also high, so like that didn't help.
Yeah.
But I was like, what? Huh? It was just like a dead guy. And I was like,
oh, yeah, because they keep going back and forth, like from like 2 months ago to like there. So it'd go back and forth. So they'll show like who was murdered and then they'll go back to like how it all happened or where it came from and then work its way up through the whole season and then it will start the new season will start the same way, like a new murder, but they also have their lawyers, so they take other cases in between.
I got it.
So it's basically how to get away, because they get away with murder, so it's how to get away with murder. It's really good, so go check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yes. Did you just? Yes, I did. No shame. I don't care.
That's fine.
That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
Look, I want to be comfy. All right.
Do it.
I'm already wearing pants. All right. You guys are lucky I'm wearing pants. But sorry if you hear my dog in the background. His guardian is not here currently.
He's
currently
guardian. Up.
By guardian, I mean Matt. He's currently up at EJ's, so he's outside the door just kind of making a lot of noise.
I can't find this quote.
I can't believe you're still looking for it.
I know. I'm like,
because it literally was like, damn, that was totally like.
Just take a picture of it tomorrow.
If I go on Pinterest and I find it.
It was like a goodbye. I was just looking for a quote for one of my coworkers that's leaving tomorrow. And I found this quote and it just like, damn, that's so true.
And nice. Excuse me.
Damn.
Sorry.
Was that Maggie?
Nope.
No. Excuse me?
I know
full
it was
credit,
you.
Thank you.
I know that was Madison. Maggie likes to burp very loud, too.
Maggie and I will get in burpee competition.
Yep. I cannot.
And we will beat the boys.
Yes, you will.
So, I'll never forget the first time I burped around Matt. He was like, holy shit. I was like, yeah.
Is it this one?
My mom's painful goodbye are the ones that are never said. In
yes, story. That one.
Do you need it?
No, I was just going to tell you what it was.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Wow, so she went on Instagram for 2 seconds.
I went on
Google.
I went
Okay, let me read what the quote was.
The most painful goodbyes are the ones that are never said and never explained.
So true.
Yes.
So true.
Why is it happened? Because like I just kind of up and left everyone. So like, sorry, peeps.
It's happened to me, so that's why it hits. Like, I know how that feels. I was like, damn. No. Then I was like, oh, maybe on TikTok I'll do like once a week, like inspirational life quotes.
Ooh,
oh, I like that.
Cool. That'd be nice.
And well, obviously, quote whoever said it, but
quote Kristen.
I did not say any of this. I Googled this shit.
Because I'm like, I don't know what to do for a TikTok. Inspirational quotes.
Yes. I only got 55 followers, okay?
It's funny. I only have 3 videos, and I feel like you have like.
I have a lot of videos, and I only have.
I'm like 76.
I'm just not a likable person. Okay.
I like you.
Okay. I like you.
And I don't like a lot of people.
I don't.
Thank you. I feel.
I don't have videos on, so I just follow people.
I have 3, and 2 of them have over 200 views, and 1 of them has 600 views. Okay. And the 600 it's one is the one really of me falling down the stairs.
Sorry for that.
So.
I have 2,434 likes.
That's a lot of likes.
That is impressive.
How many likes do I have?
I have 55 followers, and I'm following 192 people.
I have...
I wish I could tell you how many videos you had.
I have 73 likes.
Well, it helped for my viral video that went viral. I have a lot of videos.
Oh, yeah, this is the whipped coffee one. I'll show you.
You mean the cold foam?
Yeah, that's what I meant, the cold foam.
You said whipped coffee. I was like, I know how to make whipped coffee.
My bad. But yeah.
I'm making whipped coffee tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday, so.
I'm off tomorrow, but I'm on all weekend.
Hallelujah, because.
And on Monday, have Tuesday off, but not really, because I have to go in and do skin checks on people. But I only have to be there for a couple hours, so that's fine. And I get paid for it, so, you know. I work Wednesday, then I have Thursday, Friday off, and then I work that weekend. I'm working a lot this coming up week.
Yeah, not me. Monday to Friday. It's nice, but also kind of shitty.
I think I lost count. I have like almost 100 videos.
What am I? Oh, I was telling Kristen, I got myself a birthday present.
Nice.
Took a nice 4-day weekend from work.
Nice.
Yes, she did.
So I have my actual birthday off, have Saturday, Sunday, and then have Monday off.
You're the 16th, right?
Yeah, that's me. And also, my boss's daughter-in-law, she's pregnant.
That's Tuesday.
What? Tuesday.
April. April. I was like...
April.
No.
April. The 16th is on a Tuesday.
It's April. So my boss's daughter-in-law is pregnant, and... I guess, excuse me, well, I don't know what's going on with my voice today, but I guess she scheduled a C-section. Mm-hmm. My boss didn't tell me the date, and I overheard her talking to, like, one of our vendors. She's like, oh, yeah, she's going to be induced on April 16th. I ran in there. I was like, me and your grandbaby are sharing a birthday. She's like, I will always remember you now. I was like, yep, you will. 100%. Yes.
Well, when I first started dating, I joked with him of the only way he was going to, like, remember my birthday was because Dylan and I share a birthday.
Yeah, his best friend and his girlfriend.
Matt doesn't even remember any birthdays. I'm surprised he remembered mine. I mean, we're going on 3 years and he actually hasn't memorized.
We're September babies.
September. You, Matt, my mother, my aunt, my other aunt.
Jesus, sound a little bitter there, don't you?
Because April's the best month.
No,
hold on. It's me and my dad's birthday. It's my stepdad's birthday. It's my grandpa's birthday. It's my cousin's birthday.
Noah's birthday.
Yeah. My friend from middle school, her birthday.
Yeah. April 27th.
Okay.
Are you going to try to do a surprise birthday party again?
Again?
No.
Okay.
You try so hard and it never goes right.
Well, this year or like last year, we couldn't do it because of the whole like.
Yeah, but we moved it, didn't we?
We moved it multiple times.
I was going to say, yeah, we moved it multiple times.
I was just like. I give up because they kept, like, of course it happened right as, like, the pandemic was kind of hitting the height. And I was like, can't, nope, never mind. JK, backing off. So, hopefully this year it's a little bit better. But you never know.
Yeah, I'm hoping because I actually want to go do something for my birthday.
I know. I asked her, I was like, are we going to do anything for your birthday? She's like, no.
I have your birthday off, by the way.
Nice. I swear to God, if you come to my house early in the morning, I'm going to unleash Zeus on you. Luckily, you don't have a key to my house.
She'll just
Wait, do you?
Just hide your keys. So she can't clone them.
True. True. You might walk in on Matt naked. So have fun with that one.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
My birthday's on a Monday this year.
That's shitty.
I might just work.
Mine's on a Thursday. I asked for it off because my sister's wedding's that weekend.
I think Matt's on a Monday.
Hence why I want to celebrate it on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, which, by the way, super excited to go camping because homegirl needs to go camping. It's been way too long.
I go camping more than once this year.
I am just excited for the fact that I'm allowed to go to Rhode Island without having to, like, question everything.
Well, by then it should be.
Matt's birthday's on a Monday. Happy 26th.
Yeah, my 27th will be on a Thursday.
Are you older than me? That's funny. Wait, is Matt going to be 27?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like,
wait, no, that's only Maggie and Noah and Dylan. Chantel.
Yeah. I, me, in my brain, he's still 25. I don't.
No, me, Noah, Chantel, and Dylan are all 95.
And Mackenzie.
And Mackenzie.
And that's 94.
Yes.
Yeah,
Danielle's
a 94,
EJ,
right?
Yeah.
And Matt are 94.
You know, in our friend group, at least two people share the same year that they're born. Because Nick and I were both born in 97.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And we're the babies.
And then it goes 95 and then the 94s.
So it's 94, 95, 97.
Yep.
Fuck 96.
Yeah. No 96s.
Apparently.
We skipped a year.
I'm just excited to be 25.
I'm not looking forward to being 26 because that means I need to get
then
my
we
own.
Have to celebrate. It's your 25th birthday.
No, it's my 24th.
Okay. Next year we'll have to do a big party for you.
I'm just excited for my insurance to go down and I can rent a car.
I know, I can rent a car now.
Yep.
How exciting. And I still haven't rented one.
But I will say this. The Mormon side of me, I'm like, holy shit, I'm 24 and not married yet. Oh, God. It's like when you're Mormon, you get married. I was like, okay, so, tangent. I've listened to this podcast, Not So Molly Mormon, and it's like, this anti-Mormon podcast because I'm no longer. I'm actually going through with it, hopefully next week, and actually getting my names removed from the church. And then Matt and I will have like a little celebration. But it's
taken them forever to
yeah,
do this for you.
Because you did the paperwork a while ago.
Well,
yeah.
I did the paperwork. I need to send it in.
Oh.
That was my issue. Is I wanted to finish what's called the CES letter, which is like a letter. So like the Mormon church doesn't allow their members to do outside resources. So like you're not allowed to like research anything about the religion. It's heavily frowned upon. Yeah. So the CES letter is all that information. So I've been like reading it and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, for instance, our like person who founded the church is named Joseph Smith. And apparently he had four different accounts of his first vision of seeing Jesus Christ as God. I'm sorry, but if Jesus Christ and the Lord came to me, 100% I would remember exactly what happened. There's four different accounts. One saying there was only one person. One saying that they were on fire. Like, all these. I'm like, yo, this guy was, like, on acid or something. Like, I don't know what this motherfucker was doing. But, yeah. So, anywho, getting my names removed. But, so, yeah, they don't let you do outside. Whatever. Yeah. So, that's the CES letter. But I'm going to finish it. And then I want to send my letter into that. I want my records removed. But anywho, and so I was listening to the story that they were talking about, and it was this girl who was like waiting for a missionary, which is someone who goes out and dedicates 2 years of their life to the church and just like spreads the gospel. They're the people who walk around with white shirts and name tags. Those are missionaries. But while he was gone, she was like starting to see somebody else, and then she was like, I'm getting too comfortable. And then it was funny because one of the podcast ladies was like, look, too comfortable is eating pizza off your tits, all right? And I was like, yeah.
That's good.
I was like,
that's
I can awesome. Literally do that in front of Matt. I could have two slices of pizzas right on my nipples, just eating it off. And he would be like, you look comfy.
I don't think I would ever do that.
Nope. Now I kind of want to try it, though. Like, oh just God. Put two, I'll send you guys a picture, just two slices of pizzas over
no.
my nipples.
And no. then she's trying to eat it like,
bitch, I can lick my nipple. So
I can't.
Anywho, but like they were going on and on. And then, I mean, I know it's just a movie, but this is like real life. And this girl was like, I don't know if I want to go through marrying this guy. And the mom literally says, that's okay, honey. You can get a divorce. No. If my daughter comes to me while she's engaged and says, hey, I don't know if I want to marry this dude. All right, cool. You're not marrying them then. My dad, when my sister married her first husband, you know how usually like dads give it like a nice prepping talk? I mean, you would know. You were there. You've been through the marriage thing. Did your dad give you a nice prep talk before your marriage? Like before you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chris
No, I believe the exact words were, here, she's yours now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, so, like, you
no get backs.
My dad was, like, he was, like, telling my sister, you know, like, hey, look, if you want to run, I got to get a car. I mean, a getaway car. Like, you can leave in your dress. Like, also, we did not want my sister to marry this guy. I can't say we, because, I mean, I was, like, 12. So, I liked the guy. He gave me candy, whatever. I was a fat kid, so whatever. But my parents, like, did not like him. And the only reason my sister got married to him, and this is the Mormon church, is because they had sex. And so she threw away 6 years out of her life married to someone because she had sex.
And she wasn't happy, I'm assuming, the entire marriage.
No. No, they fought. He was a drug addict. He's doing much better now. He's remarried, blah, blah, blah. He's a really nice guy. But she was just like, I'm done. Like, I can't. But the fact is that the movie said this girl was 19 years old saying, I don't know if I want to marry this guy. And her mom says, well, that's okay, honey. You can always get a divorce. I would never. And if y'all said that to one of your kids, I would beat the shit out of you.
I'd be like, you're 19. You're not getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
But also at the same time, though, when you think about it,
it's their life.
It's what you grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, they were very, because you said, like.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd been hard on Matt. Like, why aren't we getting married? Why? And then he, like, opened up to me about some things. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm not going to pressure you anymore. And he was like, oh, very funny. And I haven't mentioned, usually, I mean, y'all know me. I bring it up, like,
yeah,
daily. I haven't brought it up in, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, you know, he's going through some things. And I'm like, you know what? Like, when you're ready, you know I'm here. Like, you know, yeah. I already know what ring I want, but I'm not going to pester you about it. But my family does. Like, my mom is like, when are you guys getting married? I want grandbabies, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, you have a grandpup. Spoil the hell out of him because you don't show him any love. So you can do that, but no grandbabies. Not yet, hopefully.
But I mean, at the same time, though, when you come from that type of background, it's very normal for you to think, oh, well, I'm going to be this old and I'm not married yet.
When I was younger, I wanted to be a mom of two by the time I was 24.
Yeah, so it's like that's...
I'm a mom of one to a four-legged creature who annoys the hell out of me, but I love uncontrollably.
I mean, when I was younger, I was like, I want to have kids young so I'm not so old when I...
No, no, got that.
I wanted to have them before I was 30. But now I'm just like, I'm 26. And I
Kristen's like, kids, I'm 30 fucking pretty good.
But I want to, like, go to the traveling, like, the states I want to travel before I have kids and get all that stuff done before I have kids and figure it out.
Like, I don't care. I'll do it afterwards when my kids can pay me.
Well, like, I mean, I'll do it with them, too, when I have kids. But I, like, certain places I want to go before I have kids.
Honestly, I like to go after I'm retired. So then I have money.
My mom always says, like, you can go when you're older, too. It's like, yeah, let's
do it. Yeah, because then money comes in.
But it's different.
Yeah, but also if I die on the road, then I die on the road. Bury me in Nashville. I don't care. I don't know anybody in Nashville, but bury me there. My luck, I would be buried in some, like, small town in, like, Kansas. And then I hate Kansas. So, like, that would be my luck.
We're going to bring her ashes to Kansas.
Yep, and spread her. I will come back and I will haunt your asses.
But then we're probably going to die before her because she's younger than us.
I don't know. I told Matt, I always feel, and this makes Matt, like, paranoid, but I always feel like I'm going to die in child labor. That's why I've always felt like I was going to die, is giving birth to a kid. And he was like, don't tell me that. I'm not going to want to have kids with you. I was like, no, like, I want kids, but it's just been, like, I don't know if it's a fear. I don't know, but ever since I was young, I just felt like I was going to die in child labor.
It
can happen.
It is a real fucking fear.
So then, of course, I asked him, I'm like, who'd you pick, the baby or me? He's like, I don't know, it depends on that situation. What?
Have you watched One Tree Hill before?
No.
So when in the older seasons, Peyton gets pregnant, and that happened to her, saying she has the chance, like, she won't be able to live when she has the baby, so they can either terminate it or go through with it and get a chance that she might live or die.
I'm guessing she went through and made it.
I'm not going to tell you, but that would ruin the surprise.
I'm probably never going to watch Bunchy. Yeah.
So she obviously was like, I'm not going to get rid of the baby or whatever. I'm going to keep it. And obviously, Lucas is like all mad, like, I want you to be there. But she made it through, so it was a little scary because she did bleed out before she had the baby. So
I think, like, my one fear would be, like, if anything, if that were to happen,
excuse me,
like, they would end up hating the kid.
See, I don't think Matt would hate the kid. I think he would have,
he'd have a hard time, probably, in the beginning.
And he would have a little resentment towards the kid, because obviously, like, I'm gone, and now he's just stuck with Zeus and this baby to raise, and I'm off in heaven doing jello shots off of Jesus' ass. I don't fucking know. I'm living my best life up there. But, like, I don't know. And, like, I would probably choose you, because we can always make more babies, and we can always adopt. He's like, but if you're, like, dying and you're, like, almost there, yeah, I'm just going to take the baby. Like, if you're already, like, basically gone, there's no point in terminating the pregnancy and terminating you. I'm like, I get that. Like, if that was me, yeah, I'd be like, look, you're basically dead anyway. I'll take what I have left of you.
Yeah, I'd be like, try to save them both. But I don't know.
Could you imagine Matt getting that news?
No.
Like, that breaks my heart just thinking about it. Like, it's going to make me cry. But, like, if I was just, like, in labor and they were like, hey, so, like, and I'm over there, like, I'm doing great, babe. And they're like, she's not doing great. Like, she's actually dying. And he's like, and then he just breaks down. Like, that's all I could picture in my head. And then
you're going to start crying.
I'm good now. But, like, it's just sad to think about. Like, I know I made this depressing, but, like.
It is sad because it does happen.
Or, like, having a stillborn.
I know.
I mean, I've already had a miscarriage.
I know some people that have had stillborns.
And, like, having a miscarriage is, like, hard. It is, but in a way, and I don't mean this in a bad way. In a way, I am grateful for losing the baby because of where Matt and I are now.
Yeah.
Because if we had the baby, we would have never moved out here. We would have stayed in Arizona the rest of our lives. But, like, kind of glad I came out here. And then I can raise my babies out here. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll always miss that baby 100%. But
yeah.
It's kind of like, look at the silver lining. And, like, I remember talking to my dad about it. And, like, recently we started talking about it. And I don't remember why. And he was like, do you remember the advice that I gave you when you, you know, because obviously I called him, like, hysterically crying.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, no. I was like, I don't. And he was like, look, your baby was just too good enough to come to Earth. He's like, that's how you have to think about it. Because my mom went through a couple miscarriages before she had me. And he was like, this is how you have to think about it. Your baby could only be here on Earth for a short amount of time to get its, like, lifespan. And then, you know, God called him back up. He's like, that's the best way to think about it. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. You know what? My baby was too damn perfect to be in this fucking earth. Like,
I mean, it happens to a lot of women that they have a lot of miscarriages before they can actually have an actual baby, especially if it's their first one.
Yeah. I mean, like, my sister, she had a couple miscarriages and then had her two. She hasn't had one. I don't think she has one since.
No, I thought she did. You got a phone call when we were at dinner one night.
Yeah, you did.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about
that. It's sad.
Yeah, I'll never forget. She called me asking me for advice. And I was like, okay, I was only like 5 weeks. I wasn't like 10, 11 weeks. Like, I mean, it was like, I found out. And then a week later, I miscarried. So, like, it was sad. But, like, I also wasn't sad for, like,
too long. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had a doctor's note from work. That was nice. I got a week off.
Yeah.
My
friend had a stillborn. So.
Oh.
It was the saddest thing ever.
I could never. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's really sad. And
I know. Just never know what your body will do when you have a baby.
Yeah. And especially when you already have health issues. Like, for me, I have PCOS. I have a blood thinning. Yeah, I think factor 5 Leiden.
They'll probably monitor you really closely.
Well,
especially with a high risk pregnancy.
So when I get pregnant, this is what my mom told me, but I also want to go get retested, is that I have to give myself shots twice a day, each day I'm pregnant, to keep the baby alive, plus take pills. I'm like, holy shit, my doctor bills are going to be crazy. Like, I got to pay for shots. I got to do this. I got to do that. All to have, like, a healthy pregnancy. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I mean, I'll do it. Don't get 100%. I'm going
to
do it.
Have you gone multiple, like, gone to multiple doctors to get multiple opinions?
See, and that's why I feel like I need to get retested. Because I went with my mom to go get tested.
I'd go get tested here again.
Exactly.
You just never know. Because some people are like, they'll say, oh, they'll say this thing, but then they'll get another opinion and it's different.
Like, don't get me wrong. If I have it, I have it. Because my mom has it. My aunt has it. My sister doesn't. But, like, my mom, my aunt, my cousin has it. Yeah. So, like, I probably do. But it's always nice to get a second opinion.
Yeah, because you never know.
Because also, with Factor 5 Lighten, you can't drink and you can't smoke. You can't, like, vape. You can't smoke weed.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, I vape, and we all know I smoke a shit ton, and I'm still up and living. So I'm like, is it, though? Like, do I really have it? Or, like, no offense, Mom, but, like, is it that just something you told me so I wouldn't go out and drink and smoke and do all these other things?
Yeah.
She also said I couldn't get a tattoo because I would bleed out.
Because at the time, you were in...
Mormon.
Yeah.
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 I just go get retested again when you're ready, and... go from there.
I need to go to an OBGYN.
Well, on the same time, though, if you have any type of, like, blood thinning disease.
Yeah, they'll talk to you about it and give you options.
Well, because thing is, it would take you a very long time to clot if you got a paper cut or anything.
Yeah.
And if, like, your healing time from something like that is normal.
Yeah, I mean, my paper cut, I mean, I get paper cuts all the fucking time. It's not that big of a deal, but paper cuts are the worst in my mind because they just burn.
Especially if you put hand sanitizer on, you don't realize it, and damn.
You're talking about daily shit from here, Kristen. I deal with paper all day, so, like, I'm grabbing, and then I'll do this, and then my hand is just, like, cut, and then I'm like, oh, hand sanitizer, and then I'm like,
at my old job, when I was opening up envelopes, I literally got a paper cut underneath my nail.
I've had those.
That hurts.
The worst. Lemon juice.
That would stink too.
Icy hot. Icy hot on the fucking cut. It's like putting icy hot on your cooter.
Oh, no, thank you. It's like putting ice hot anyways, not supposed to be.
Although, this is weird, but the... this was forever ago before I even met Matt. But the Icy Hot condoms.
What?
They have what?
Yeah, they're Icy Hot. Like, they're not like actual Icy Hot, but it's Fire and Ice condoms. That's what it is.
That's what our prom name was.
Fire and Ice condoms?
Fire and Ice, the name.
Oh, well, it's Fire and Ice condom by Trojan. I don't even know if they make them anymore. But when I was in high school, fucking love that shit. Like, guys would text me, they're like, so is there like a condom you like? I'm like, yes, Fire and Ice, please. Because it feels great for me and it probably doesn't feel great for you, but I don't care. But I was like listening to a bunch of Mormon podcasts and it just made me like really sad to think about like how many people are out there who are still Mormon. And that do this. Like, it breaks my heart. It does. Because it's like, once you get out of it, you're like, wow, I actually have freedom.
Yeah.
Like, actual freedom. I can do literally whatever the fuck I want. If I want to wear shorts that show my ass cheeks, I can do that.
Shake your ass.
They also have this style. And I know we've talked about this before, but like the spaghetti straps, like the shirt underneath.
Yeah.
I still catch myself wanting to do that.
Hey, it was a style back in the day.
No, like, they still do it. Like, it's a very fashionista. If you do that, you're, like, high-end Mormon. They're like, oh, you can wear a spaghetti strap with a nice white shirt underneath. Ooh. It's like, okay, it looks weird. It looks like we're in, like, the 2000s here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was a thing back in the day, but,
well,
you know.
It was, like, the t-shirt and then, like, the tank top. And then, plus, you'd have, like, the extra long tank top underneath.
I think Wizards of Waverly Place did this for us.
I agree.
So. I've been watching it because it's on Disney Plus, and I was like, I think a lot of our fashion sense as girls came from Alex Russo.
Yep.
Thank you, Selena Gomez.
And I also love Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. Lizzie McGuire and Hannah Montana, all three.
Because I had the butterfly clips. Yes. I don't know if you guys did. I know I'm younger, but I had the butterfly clips. Yeah. And those stupid little ponytail holders, mm-hmm. that like the middle and then the two balls.
I think we got all of our fashion sense from those three TV shows.
And but That's So Raven.
I was just about to say, I wish we could have fashion sense like That's So Raven, though.
Nope. Oh,
she made her own clothes, though.
Her outfits, I look at now, I'm like,
we're on point.
Yo, I would totally wear that right now. Like, yes.
Have you guys ever seen Raven's Home?
No.
Yes, is it good? I love
it's
it.
So good.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it.
So I watched all of That's So Raven, and then I watched Raven's Home.
Yeah,
I honestly. I kind of prefer Raven's Home over That's So Raven now because I relate more to Raven's Home.
Because she's older. Yeah. She has kids. And it's just her son has inherited
her visions.
Yeah.
Yes. But she has a son and a daughter.
Did you guys like Cory in the House, the spinoff of That's So Raven?
I did for a little bit. And then it just kind of got repetitive for me.
Yeah. I just wasn't.
It was just like all about the juicer at the end. And I was like, you know what? Like,
I didn't understand why they went to the White House. Like,
I don't understand why they had a juicer. Like, who in Disney was like, yeah, let's make this guy who juices everything.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Like, I think they were just trying to
be funny.
I just think they were just trying to keep it going.
I don't
because
think
because so many people loved That's So Raven when they started trying to do like the spinoff of like
I don't think it got
Cory's in the House.
Yeah.
Like it just
I didn't think it got hit off very well.
No, it didn't. I mean I think it did for like the first season
but
and then
that,
after that it was nothing. But Lizzie McGuire.
They're not coming back with a rerun of that anymore.
Sadness.
What?
Yeah. They stopped filming production.
Because of COVID?
No, because it's not going the way that Lizzie McGuire wants it to be.
Hillary Duff, get your shit together. I need this.
Well, because Lizzie McGuire is obviously a grown adult, and they want to show, like, more of, like, adult things, and it's a Disney Channel show, so they obviously can't really show that, like, how she progressed in her life, you know.
Oh, they won't show her smoking weed and taking jello shots off of Jesus'
well,
ass?
With, like, the sex life of it and, like, the, I don't know what else, but, like.
They would have to make something similar to Raven's Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CW just needs to take it over and show whatever the hell they
and
want.
And she doesn't think that, like, that's where she wants to go with Lizzie McGuire, you know?
Well, it's kind of similar to, so they're in the process of filming Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
Like a show all about Obi-Wan Kenobi, like his life after everything's happened. And Ewan McGregor, who played Obi-Wan in episodes 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
he said he threw the script out.
What?
And said, rewrite it. Because, like, this is not what we're doing. And they had to rewrite the entire show.
I didn't mean that guy. The head guy just threw away all your hard work.
Because, like, you're...
Because he's
character,
coming back to play again.
Because you're... Yeah. They're that character. They're a part of it. They know, like, what
they're them.
Like, yeah, they know what... I don't know how to pronounce, like, say it, but, like, they know where they want their characters to be and where they end up and how they want to portray them.
And they
adults,
also want it to be, like, a... Like commemorative to the original
the fans
and the original fans. So, like, I guess there were some things with the Obi-Wan show, and he was like, this is not what George Lucas wanted. This is not what George Lucas had in mind for this character. Like, it's not what he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he literally just threw the script away. He was like, rewrite this.
I wish I could do that at my job. I don't like this. Redo it.
Right. We don't have that power.
But I'm like,
oh, but did I don't have you guys seen Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Who do you think I am?
They're coming out with a TV show.
I know they're I've known they were coming out with a TV show.
Okay, Matt just told me about it.
I feel like it's not going to go so well.
And I'm like cracking out about this. I'm like, when is the shit dropping? Like, I need a date.
You didn't know?
No.
Are they using the same characters or different characters?
Also, I don't really like the only media I know about is like what I get from Fox News.
Okay.
Fake news. Sorry, I had to
do it. But, like, I just have it downloaded on my phone. I'm like, yeah, good enough. You just give me updates.
I don't even watch the news.
I don't watch the news either, but, like, I occasionally, like, with the stimulus thing coming out, I follow that shit like off.
Yeah, well, there's some people on TikTok that inform people.
We're getting, I've seen those. We're getting another stimulus package. $1,400.
Yeah, and this time the IRS has my correct info, so good. Please send it to me.
Yeah, and they have a whole bunch of different things on it. So
I wish I had a kid, man.
Dude, they're getting banked.
My sister has two kids.
She's getting banked.
Yeah, she's getting banked. She's getting like...
It all depends on how old they are.
They're under the age of four.
Yeah. I think the under the age of...
I think it's like 3,600. Isn't it like 3,600?
The young ones, yeah.
For each really kid, young. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but sis, you're going to be good. Like, she's already stressing about money because with the baby coming, but I'm like... Yep. Yeah, with this stimulus check, you'll be able to catch up on your bills. Like, you'll be good, sis. Like, I'm over here like, oh, man, I just can't wait to get that. I get caught up on my rent. Maybe buy my bed early.
I'm going to save mine.
Mine's going straight into my savings account.
Yep.
Well, then what I'm thinking is we can take that money from my tax return and put most of it in savings. And then
everything is going into my savings.
I want to save it so I can go to Georgia and California and Florida.
Yeah, Matt and I have to buy plane tickets this year before August. And it's like $800 for both of us to go.
There you go, stimulus check.
Good idea, Kristen. Fuck getting to bed.
It's $1,400.
I mean, you're each getting $1,400.
Well, I'll only be the one getting $1,400.
Oh, why isn't he?
Matt hasn't gotten any of them.
Why?
Why?
He hasn't filed taxes in like 5 years.
There's an issue with that.
You're telling me.
That's not good.
Yeah.
He needs to get on that.
Yeah. Well, he's waiting for his current employer to give him his W-2. And I'm like, look, I don't care. You can sit there and you can game and I will do your taxes. I don't mind. But, like, you need to get that shit done. Because you're a big boy now, and...
probably owe taxes.
And I'm sorry, but if I'm going to marry you, I want you to be caught up on your taxes. Because if I'm going to file for the both of us, I don't have to deal with your backup. Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
But, like, we've been dating almost 3 years. So, like, get your shit together. Yep. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I get my tax return on the 15th, I think, so I'm excited, but then it's going to be unfortunate because it's going to go right into my things account, and I'm just going to have to, like, look at it.
Yeah, well, mine, I filed over a month ago.
Yeah, they take some time sometimes.
And they were like, oh, after 21 days, you should receive it. And I texted my dad, and I was like, do I call the IRS? Like, and he's like, don't call the IRS. He's like... the last people you want to call.
Yep.
He's like, just wait a couple more weeks, and if it doesn't come in, just call H&R Block. He's like, but you're going to be on hold for hours. Like, great. I just want my money.
Yep.
That's all I want. Just send me my
money. I want my money, and I want it now.
Like, I've been waiting for this for so long. Ew, juice just spilled all over my hand. Sorry. I've been waiting for this for so long. Like, just... How hard is it to write a check? Not even write a check. Just deposit it into my account.
Yeah. Well, this was this week's episode. Talking about money.
Randomness.
Random. Pregnancy. A lot of stuff.
She's just been called the random.
Yeah. That's so random. That's a show, though.
Oh, I've been watching it. I love Demi Lovato.
Yes. I did watch that. Anyways, we hope you have a great weekend.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.